Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Sukkah, Perigimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Makam Shinahago, in a place where the minig is during reading Hallel, Lichpal, to double the psukim that aren't doubled in Tehillah. But still we have a minig to say them twice. So Yichpal, then follow that minig. To which psukim would this apply to? It applies to 9 different psukim. The last 9 psukim of Kapitel Kof Yod Ches. The pasuk says, Oitchokian Hisani, Vatehili Yeshua. And if you're saying Tilim, you go straight to Evan Ma'asu Habainim. We don't. We repeat Oitcha. We repeat Evan Ma'asu. We repeat Me'ez Hashem. And we repeat Zehayim Asa Hashem Negilav Anismachavai. In the Siddur, there's a break over here, but really it's part of the same Kapitel. We continue to repeat Anu Hashem Ashiana and Anu Hashem Atzlichana, which is in the same pasuk. And after we say that together, or as the minig of some is to sing it together, we finish Hallel, and we're still continuing Kapitel Kof Yod Ches, and we're still repeating the psukim of Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem, Kel Hashem V'Yar Lanu, Kel Yata V'Daka, and Hoidul Hashem Ki Toiv Ki Li'olam Chazay. The last 9 psukim of Kof Yod Ches we say twice, even though in the Tehillim it's only there once. Now what's the reason we do this? Why does some have the minhag to repeat the last 9 psukim? The answer is, if you look at all the psukim up until the last 9 psukim, everything is double. In the first 20 psukim of Kof Yod Ches, whatever David HaMelech says, he repeats again. Take a look at a Siddur in Hallel or in a Tehillim, Kapitel Kof Yod Ches, and you'll see what I mean. Pasuk Aleph, Hoidu L'Hashem Kitayv Ki Li'olam Chasdei, Pasuk Beis, Yoyimino Yisrael Ki Li'olam Chasdei. Pasuk Gimel, Yeminu Beis Aaron Kili Olam Chazdei, Pasuk Dalet, Yeminu Yiri Hashem Kili Olam Chazdei. Pasuk Hey, it kind of repeats itself in the same Pasuk, Min Ameitza Karasi Ka, and then Anani Bemerchav Ka. And if you run through the whole Kapitel, you'll see, up until the last 9 Psukim, everything is repeated. When you get to the last 9 Psukim, it's not repeated. Here, some of us have the minig to keep on repeating each Pasuk by saying it twice, because David HaMelech didn't repeat it. So here's where the Mishnah says, look, if the minig of the makim is to repeat it, then repeat it along with them. If the minig of the makim is to say it straight without repeating the last 9 psukim twice, then say it straight. Once again, let's review the words inside. Makim shenahagu lichbal, where the minig is to double the last 9 psukim, yichbal, we double it. Lifshad, where the minig is to say it just once, yifshad, you say it just once. Zak the Mishnah weiter. Levarich achrav, where the minig is to make a bracha after Hallel. And as we say from Yehallelucha until Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mehulal Batish Bachais, so Yevarech Achrav, make the bracha afterwards. Hakol Kaminig HaMedina, everything must be done in accordance with the local minig. Now the Gemara explains that it's only in regard to the bracha afterwards that it depends on the minig. In regard to the bracha before Hallel, almost all mitzvahs require a bracha before we begin the mitzvah. Although it's interesting to note that according to the Rambam, even the bracha before Hallel is only said when we say full Hallel. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. In order to understand the next part of the Mishnah, we have to make a small hakdam. An esrog that grows in Eretz Yisrael during a Shemitah year has Kiddush HaShvi'as. That means whatever halacha is applied to the peiros of Shemitah apply also to these peiros. Well, what's the din with an esrog that grows during a Shemitah year? And the answer is you can still use it. It can be used for the mitzvah. The Kiddush of Shemitah doesn't stop us from being Yoytze our Chayiv with an Esrog of Shemitah. Now let's discuss some of the halachas of Peirush Shemitah. We're going to discuss basically 4 halachas, the 4 main categories. First of all, as I'm sure you know, we have to be Mafkir, the Peirush Shemitah. You can't lock the door and not let people in. Also, you're not allowed to do business with Peirush Shemitah. Chazal Dashal La'achla V'Leil L'Schayra. When we say business, that means to sell it in large quantities, like a businessman. But just to buy some fruits to eat, that's okay. The only thing is, when you buy Peri Shemitah, the Kedusha of the Peri goes on to the money. We're soon going to see more about this, because that's what our mission is going to be talking about. Third, Peri Shemitah that are Michael Adam, that people eat, so you have to do just that. People have to eat it. You're not allowed to destroy it. It says, La'achla, V'loy Lehefsit. Fourth, there's an inyan of beer. There are many shittas as to what beer is, but basically, once that particular mean that type of food is no longer found in the field, you can't keep it in your house anymore. You have to take it out of your house. So all these halachas may apply to the esrog during the Shemitah year. But there's nothing here that should stop us from being yetzer the mitzvah with it. Now, as we explained earlier, although you're not allowed to do business with Peir Shemitah, that means l'schayr, in large quantity. But I could sell some fruit, I can buy some fruit. However, the money that you get for it receives the kedusha of Shemitah. It's one of the reasons you're not allowed to purchase Peir Shemitah from a seller who's an Am Haaretz. He's not going to know what to do with the money. The money has kedusha of Shemitah. And if you won't treat it properly, he'll be over on the Isser of Shemitah, and by me buying from him, I'll be over on the lav of Lifnei Yivel L'Sitin Michshel. That's causing someone to do an Aveira. So, having said all of this, let's see what our Mishnah is telling us. Halakeach lulav, if someone purchases a lulav, when we say lulav, it could mean lulav, hadassah, maravais. We said before that sometimes when the Tanna says lulav, it means everything that comes together with the lulav. Mechaveri from his friend, even though he's an Am Haaretz, Vashvi is during a Shemitah year. Didn't you just tell me I can't buy Peir Shemitah from an Am Haaretz? Because the money that I give him gets the Kiddush of Shemitah and he won't know what to do with it? And the answer is, what am I buying from him? Just the Lulavim and the Adasim and the Aravais. They're not Peiris. Because they're not Peiris, they're considered Eitzim Ba'alma, they do not have the Kiddush of Shemitah. The Esrog, on the other hand, Vaday does have the Kiddush of Shemitah. And you can't buy an Esrog from an Am Haaretz, as explained, because we can't give over money that's going to get Kiddush of Shemitah to an Am Haaretz. He's not going to know how to treat it right. So the Tana gives us an Eitzah. Say to the person, you know what? You sell me the Lulav, sell me the Adasim, sell me the Aravis, but the Esrog you're going to have to give to me as a gift. Noisen le Esrog b'matana. Ask the Lekeach to give him the Esrog as a gift. Well, what if the seller says, no, I'm not giving you the Esrog as a gift. I'm not in business to give gifts. So there's an Eitzah. The Eitzah is to be Mavliya the Demeha Esrog Belulav. In other words, suppose the full price for the Dalad Minim is $100. And during an ordinary year, we would break that up. We would say, let's say, the Lulav, the Dasim, and the Aravais are $50, and the Esrog is $50. So I'm going to say to this person over here, you know what? I'll give you $100, twice as much, for the lulav and the esrog and the hadassah. But officially, that's the only thing I'm buying. And I'm only willing to give you twice as much if you're going to give me the esrog for free. Why shouldn't the seller do it? What difference does it make? He has the same amount of money in his pocket. The reason I'm doing this is to avoid money that's going to get the kiddush of Shemitah. I can't have that in this Meicher's hands because he's an Am Haaretz. He's not going to know how to treat it properly. As the Mishnah explains, Fisha Ein Rishoy L'Lakachi B'Shvias. You can't purchase an Esrog from an Am Haaretz during a Shemitah year. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. In the place where the minig is to double the last nine psukim, we do so. Respect the minig hamakim. And the reason we would double it is because at the beginning of the kapitel, David HaMelech himself seems to repeat everything. Up until the last nine psukim, in a place where the minhag is to say it straight, we say it straight. In a place where the minhag is to make a bracha after Hallel, we do so. If not, hakol k'minhag hamedina. We did explain that before Hallel, that's not totally in a minhag. Rather, as the case is with most brachas, you make a bracha beforehand. Then we learned that if you buy a lulav from your friend during a Shemitah year, try to convince him to give you the esrog b'matana if he's an Am Haaretz. I don't want to buy the esrog from him because that the money gets the kiddush of Peir Shemitah and he may not know how to treat it properly according to the halachis of Shemitah. So I don't mind buying the lulav from him. The lulav doesn't have kiddush as shvias because the lulav or the esrog or the hadassim are etzim ba'alma, it's not fruit. But try to get him to give you the esrog b'matana. If he doesn't want to, so you say, you know what, officially I'm paying you more for the lulav and just throw in an esrog. Let's do it that way. And the reason we're going through all this trouble is, if I buy the esrog from him, he doesn't know that the money has kiddusha. You could only spend it on certain things. There's a chi of beer. They're very complicated halachas. And if he's an Am Haaretz, we're almost sure he's going to do the wrong thing. So therefore, at least officially or technically, I want to make sure that I'm not buying an esrog.